Good morning. Welcome to our Monday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm the senior minister of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Had a great worship gathering yesterday as we continue our Summer with the Sun sermon series, making our way through the Sermon on the Mount and taking a look at this teaching from Jesus that focuses in on our being and how God wants us to live and who He wants us to be. So yesterday we focused in, and we'll be talking and praying about all week this week, on being hungry, looking at the teaching of Jesus on fasting, on deliberately being hungry for God and what that produces in our life, and how He fills that hunger, not with food, but with Himself. And so we're going to be talking and praying each day this week about a different aspect of hunger that God wants us to live with, and a little bit about how fasting helps us to not only recognize the hunger that we ought to have for God, but to actually find that hunger to be filled. So we're going to kick off the week talking and praying, focused in on being hungry to listen, and how that deliberate hunger opens our mind and our ears to more accurately and fully listen to the living God. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 3. Says, alarmed, Jehoshaphat resolved to inquire of the Lord, and he proclaimed a fast for all Judah. There are times in life when things alarm us, when we're worried, when we're distraught, when things look like they're out of control, when it's very clear to us we don't have the answer for the situation that I'm staring in the face. Jehoshaphat, the king, found himself in that very predicament. But he knew where an answer could be found. In his alarm, in his distress, he determined to inquire of the Lord, to ask God, what in the world should I do? And so he proclaims, he calls not just himself, but the nation to a holy fast, to set aside food for a period of time in order to be hungry, to listen to God. We get distracted by a lot of things. Food is one of those things. And God gives us instructions throughout the Bible, and many times people, well, fasting's an Old Testament thing. Well, Jesus taught about it in the Sermon on the Mount, as well as other places throughout His ministry here on earth. He taught about it with the expectation that it was taking place. Not if you fast, but when you fast. Do it this way. Do it for this purpose. Do it in a godly manner. And we create that deliberate hunger for the purpose of drawing near to God. And in that hunger for God, we grow in our desire to listen. We want an answer. We're serious about getting that answer. Have you ever had someone ask you a question and then turn around and walk away before you ever answered? It's not much fun, is it? Kind of seems disrespectful. There are times my speech pattern is, well, most of the time my normal speech pattern is slow enough that people often do not wait for an answer, especially not a full answer. I tend to think things through. I want my answer to be right. I want the words to be the proper words. And we're just not accustomed to that. What we're accustomed to is just any old words flying out of our mouth so that we can move on with whatever's next. And part of that is we just don't really care to listen. We ask the questions in order to be polite, but we've already told ourselves the answer we want to hear. So why spend any more time listening? The old saying about people talking to themselves and the response is, well, sometimes I need an expert opinion. And I'm the only one that has it. And we live like that at times. And it's not until we are desperate for an answer that we slow down and truly listen. And being hungry for God. Fasting with a purpose. Declaring, I want to devote time to listen to the living God. Shows a hunger. Shows a desire. Shows an intent. It's not that God isn't speaking. He speaks through His Word and His Spirit and His people all the time. But we're getting pretty good at tuning that out. And so it's important to consistently, and I don't know what schedule works for you, the length of time that works for you, but to learn to fast. Generally, going without food, but there are a variety of other ways to fast. You can go without electronics and technology and social media and whatever it is that steals your attention away from listening. You can fast for a meal. I'm going to skip eating during lunch hour and just spend it with God and His Word and develop that hunger for listening and have that hunger filled. It may be a day that I'm going to fast for a day. It may be a week. Now, obviously, the longer the fast goes, the more important it is that you do it in a medically approved way. Especially if you've got other health issues going on that your medical providers are involved in determining what a fast might look like for you. But it's not about rules and regulations and legalism. It's about a hunger for God. And allowing a physical hunger to create in us a hunger to listen. There are many times where it's mealtime and the conversation in our house is with households all across the United States and around the world is, well, what do you want to eat? I don't know. I don't care. Whatever. And the reason that we don't know and we don't care and the whatever is generally because we're not really hungry. We just know it's time to eat. And the reason, one of the reasons we don't listen to God like we ought to is that we're not really hungry. We just know we ought to. And so today, as we consider what it looks like to pursue God in a fuller way, Spend time with Him. Learn to fast. Create, develop that hunger to listen. And allow God to speak into your life and fill that hunger in a way that only He can. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love gives us everything that we need in order to live a life that's holy, that's set apart for You. God, You've given us tools that help us. Tools like prayer. Tools like Your Word. Tools like fasting. And God, help us to use those tools in a way that develops this hunger to listen. May we not be those that simply spout off our requests and petitions to You and then turns around and goes our own way. May our listening be developed and strengthened through the hunger that we have for Your Word, for Your Spirit, for Your direction. God, help us to deliberately set aside distractions of food, of technology, of busyness, to develop a hunger that really only becomes satisfied by You. And as we set aside those distractions, may we learn to listen. That still small voice that comes through Your Word, through Your Spirit, through the people that You call to help us. And God, in this hunger, may our listening direct us. May we respond in ways that are good and right and proper. May we hear truth and accept it. May we wait for the full answer, for all that we need to know. Forgive us for those times where we are impatient and we give up. And we return to the busyness of life without listening. May we be those that are hungry to listen. May we be deliberate in setting aside times that we can listen as intently as possible. And God, as we listen, may we hear. And may we respond. Help us in all things to lift up Jesus so that He would draw people to Himself. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Monday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.